from Hollywood, let's turn back the clock with Andy and Virginia.
Good morning.
Hello there.
And welcome to another program of new and old recordings from our own personal collection.
If there is a Cinderella looking for a steady fella, listen to my serenade.
Those were the Fraternity Brothers with Carl Brandt's orchestra singing a blues serenade.
Never had any Fisigs that could sing like that. SAEs, maybe, but not the Fisigs.
I get it. This is a secret. My old boy was a boyfriend was an SAE.
Mitchell Parrish and Frank Signorelli were the 1938 writers of A Blues Serenade. Here's the original hit recording as we turn back the clock to 21 years ago when Bing Crosby, with Matty Malnick's orchestra, sang A Blues Serenade.
Should there be a Cinderella looking for a steady fella, listen to my serenade in blue. I toss at night upon my pillow, mournful as a weeping willow, haunted by my serenade in blue. Why must I go on dreaming of an imaginary love? Wish I had someone to sing to, one that I could kiss and cling to. No one hears my serenade in blue. Thank you. must I go on dreaming of an imaginary love? I wish I had someone to sing to, one that I could kiss and cling to. No one hears my serenade in blue. No one hears my serenade in blue.
You tell me your dream, and I'll tell you. First, you take a tune that's old, you have a swinging beat, you get a little bold. As soon as you've begun, you'll find you're having fun, and now you're in a crazy groove, a hopping, strolling, and a bopping. When the melody is strong, you harmonize along. And if you should forget the words, then all you do is shabba-da, 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 shabba-da. Take another breath and then, man, you gotta go again. Though the tune is tried and true, you sing yourself the part, and you get something new. And though you wanna find some older folks remind the way we took their favorite song and changed it, rock and rearrange it, man, you can bet they won't forget a knockout version of the old quartet. That's why we call it the I Had a Dream, dear. Rock, 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 rock. First, you take a tune that's old, you add a swinging beat, you get a little bold. As soon as you've begun, you'll find you're having fun, and now you're in a crazy group, a hopping, strolling, and a bopping. When the melody is strong, the harmonize along. And if you should forget the words, then all you do is shabba-da-da.
Liked it, huh?
Oh, brother, brother, brother. Where do you find them? Where do you...
It isn't easy.
You think people... No, it isn't. I'll bet you they record them just especially for you, and they'll know that you play them.
Sure, that was the Kirby Stone Four singing the I Had a Dream, Dear Rock.
Yeah.
From the Columbia long play album, The Go Sound.
Rice, Brown, and Daniels were the 1908 writers of I Had a Dream, Dear, which, by the way, was originally a waltz ballad dealing with a couple of innocent children who were reminiscing.
Yeah, no rock, huh?
No rock. Still tops as a barbershop quartet favorite. Here's a March version of the mid-40s in New Orleans as we turn back the clock to the late Bunk Johnson's brass band playing You Tell Me Your Dream.
Thank you.
And now, Virginia, who continues with Turn Back the Clock?
Well, Andy, here's Margaret Whiting with a brand new version of an old favorite.
You kissed me tonight. I took off in flight and right to the top of the moon.
High on the top of the moon.
It's hard to believe that I could achieve this flight to the top of the moon.
And to do it so soon.
But here I am. Alone in the starry space, and I was afraid I'd miss. But here am I for all to see. A miracle just took place. The miracle. With no rocket ship, I just flipped to the top of the moon. High on top of the moon.
Well, that was Margaret Whiting with Milton Rogers Orchestra singing Top of the Moon.
Well, if the writers haven't realized who wrote the original melody, let me give them a little hint here. Nobody else but Franz Schubert wrote that melody, which was borrowed by the writers of Top of the Moon. And the tune was written, the original, by the way, in 1829. Yeah, and here's one of the early recordings of the original as we turn back the clock 52 years to 1907, when the late operatic tenor Evan Williams sang Schubert's Serenade.
Blissful dreams, linked us above apart.
fields in the sunset, way out on the sea. Sail at the dawning, all day I've been blue. Red sails in the sunset, I'm trusting in you.
Nice, huh?
Yes.
Those were our boys.
The Surfers?
Uh-huh. They sang at our wedding, our 25th one, that is. Those were the Surfers of Honolulu singing Red Sails in the Sunset. And it's from their Hi-Fi Record long play album, High Tide. The whole album is great.
Jimmy Kennedy and Hugh Williams were the 1935 English writers of Red Sails. This was the first recording by the popular English vocalist who lost his life in one of the last of the London air raids. So let's turn back the clock to 24 years ago when Al Boley with Ray Noble's orchestra sang Red Sails in the Sunset.
Refrain was a song.
Time again.
Well, then I guess you'd better say...
Thanks, folks, for tuning in.
And whether your choice of music is With Virginia for the New Records...
or whether you like to reminisce with Andy...
join us when we gather around the turntables tomorrow morning to...
Turn back the clock.
Turn Back the Clock has come to you through the worldwide facilities of the United States Armed Forces Radio and Television Service.